When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We ain't done yet because I still got a fine guest. He is Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct right here on Devil Radio and WAUK and the Shaw. Tune in 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 to 8, and you'll hear the unvarnished Matt Flynn. And man, I always appreciate an unfiltered guy like myself. Before we move on, I wanted to ask you about some action in our backyard. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss stripped one of his own caucus, a Republican QAnon conspiracy theorist named Timothy Rantham, of his lone congressional staffer. The guy took his staffer away just because Rantham's accusing him of making some secret deal with Hillary Clinton. I mean, the conspiracy theories are thick with this Rantham. This is the very same guy that tried to get me and Fancy Brian and Dominic arrested about a year ago at the Capitol. But above and beyond that, this guy signed a letter to Mike Pence on January 5th asking Mike Pence to, what, set aside the electoral outcome, help with the coup. And this guy today lost his staffer, you know, something of a slap on the wrist from Voss. What was your impression, man?
I saw some glee. And, you know, Rantham is flat out crazy. He's a right-wing nut. He's from Campbellsport.
Colorful chap. And I mean, in the way he dresses, red shirts and green suits and all kinds of stuff.
Right. Voss didn't go after him because he's a nut. I mean, Voss got elected by nuts in that caucus. He went after him because the guy had the temerity to say that Voss signed a contract with Hillary Clinton, that he wasn't going to challenge certain things, he was going to do certain things. And that offended Voss's vanity. That's all Voss cares about. Now, how do you sanction the guy? They don't make a lot of money. You know, his wages are by law. He gets one staffer, which is pretty sad. It reminds me of Don Quixote and Sancho Panza. You know, he has one skinny guy off in the corner somewhere, nothing to do. And they cut that. So the guy's all by himself in the office doing nothing because he insulted the speaker. That's the deal. I mean, that's really, I thought it was very funny. But the fact is that Rantham, the other thing about Rantham is, as you say, he has had some QAnon references, which is pretty sad. And the other thing is he has, he put in a resolution to overturn last year's election, flat out send the electors to Trump. And Voss is not stupid. Voss would like to do that. Come on, Voss is not honest. But Voss is smart enough to know that that's a non-starter with suburban voters in Waukesha and Ozaukee County. So therefore, he got angry with the guy, and then the nut goes after him on Hillary Clinton. He thinks, I've had enough of this guy. Strips him of his Sancho Panza. I think it's terrific. I think it's funny as heck.
Matt, one more incident I can report. I was at the Wisconsin State Capitol during the course of the summer. Saw Vicki McKenna, right-wing talk radio hostess. She was there. And Sheriff David A. Clark, former sheriff of Milwaukee County, he was there. And Rantham was there. And Janelle Branchon were there. And they were all playing this, and I believe Trump attorney Kirkdall was there. And they were all playing this conversation about the rigged election. They're not doing enough, meaning the Republicans are not doing enough to overturn the outcome of the last election. And then, Matt, they all went and charged the Assembly Speaker's office. The Republicans went down to Robin Voss's office to charge the mound. Now, I know that Rantham's gotten his ass handed to him. Do you think Janelle Branchon might be next?
Well, she already is, because she signed a contract with a guy named Joseph Voiland to represent her committee, and Voss called her out. He said that there's no contract. She doesn't know what she's doing. But here's the deal. Voss has a slush fund, $676,000 for Gableman, now over $1 million, $11,000 a month. He wants the only slush fund. He doesn't want committee chairs to have their own slush fund. So he has already gone after Janelle Branchon from Menominee Falls. And she's another one who's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And what they're doing is busting in on the Republicans' action. The Republicans can't overturn the last election. They're using it as an excuse to control the next election by going around and sowing doubt and discord. And the people like Janelle Branchon and Rantham are so dumb, they don't get the strategy. So, but he can't take away Janelle Branchon's staff because she's a committee chairman. But he can ream her out in public. Everybody has a hand in the cookie jar. Everybody thinks they have a slush fund. This should be passed. This money should be passed by the legislature so Evers can veto it. They just reach in. They reach into a bank account of the taxpayers.
Well, Flynn, there's also donor money that supported the January 6th insurrection, and new reporting today at the Daily Beast would seem to suggest that Dick Uihlein was millions of dollars involved in propping up the Stop the Steal, and maybe not that specific group, but the actions of January 6th were funded in no small part by Wisconsin super Republican mega donor Dick Uihlein. My question, if Dick knew that they were trying to overturn the electoral outcome through violent means or other, does that make him complicit criminally, potentially, Matt Flynn?
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I did see the reporting that Uihlein was put in quite a bit of money to support that rally and all that kind of thing. I would say this, if I were on the January 6th commission, I would subpoena Dick Uihlein. I'd get him out there. I'd get him out there and say, you put in money for this. What were you told? What was your intention? What did you do? And if he rats on Trump and he sneaks out and he goes, oh, no, I just wanted a First Amendment, blah, 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 and he kind of dials it down, that's one thing. But if he's foolish enough to say, yeah, I knew what they were going to do, yeah, absolutely, he'd be complicit. But the way they get to that is they got to subpoena the guy. Subpoena him. Subpoena him and find out, why did you put all that money in there? What did you think you were doing? And I think you're going to find he will rat them out in a heartbeat. He'll have lawyers and he'll go, oh, well, I just wanted to express my opinion.
Matt Flynn, if Donald Trump were to be indicted, I suspect the MAGA world and the Trump supportive, of course, they're going to say, well, it's a political witch hunt. It's a false prosecution. But there are a lot of independents and a lot of people, and some of them have lost faith in our President Joe Biden. And some of them don't believe the gravity of January 6th, because if it was a coup, somebody would have been charged with a coup. Matt Flynn, do you think indictments will change the political landscape, at least if they go against electeds, be it on the federal level, congresspeople, hell, perhaps the former president, or more importantly, electeds right here in the state of Wisconsin that perpetrated a fraud in regards to January 6th and the Electoral College count?
I think it would make it, there's 3 points here. I'll give them quick. One is, in the United States, to indict the former president, to have the current president indict the former one, that's what happens in Asia and Africa. It doesn't happen in the United States. So that's a very tough thing. You know, 30 or 40% of the country would think it was a fraud and you could have an uprising. That's why Merrick Garland's concerned. Number two, would that hurt Trump and the Republicans if that happened? I think it would. Yeah, a bunch of hardcore might hang out, Rampton, but I'll tell you what, suburban voters in Waukesha and Ozaukee County wouldn't like that at all. And number three, I think that Garland has to assess how extreme was the conduct and is there a danger of, in effect, a mini civil war if the incoming president throws the outgoing president in jail.
Matt Flynn, always, always a treat to have you come around, man. Get up early. I might do so tomorrow. Like 6 a.m. early, get up early for Matt Flynn Direct right here on Devil Radio and WAUK 540 a.m. and the Shaw 101 FM. Thank you also to Dr. Harvey K., our earlier fine guest. Now stick around. Our mutual friend, Earl Ingram, and the Earl Ingram Show is next. Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Great. Have a great day.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl?